Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 3, focus on community, one together. Part 1, community witness. Study 015, the power of testimony. Just want to do a quick recap on some things that we've seen already in this unit. First, through the immersion of the Spirit, the body is formed as the believers are baptized into one Spirit together that allows them to co-work with Jesus together in community witness. We looked at how our picture of inns is a great model for this, where we co-work with Jesus in being that kind of Samaritan figure out into a hurting world, but also become that welcoming, nurturing community that embraces the new believer. We saw that we carry the message and mandate of healing and deliverance, and this really is continuing the ministry of Jesus as we become one with him and we co-work with him, and we see that emphasis that he had on touching those with healing needs with his compassion. And then also the message of evangelism. We do have a message to proclaim about Jesus and about his victory at the cross. And we saw how demonstration opens up the way to proclamation. So we can share the goodness of Jesus when we've given people an opportunity to encounter him first. Today I want to look at the subject of testimony and the power of testimony. It's kind of linked a little bit to the evangelism emphasis. John 15, verse 26 to 27, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that's the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me, said Jesus, and you will testify also, because you've been with me from the beginning. So he was speaking to those early disciples about testifying on that level, but all of us are included, as we've seen before, as we are drawn into this unity in the Spirit, and we're engaged with the living Jesus today. One of the meanings of the word witness in that passage is to testify, as it's translated. Testimony builds on evangelism. It's specifically linked even to prophecy, because Revelation 19 verse 10 says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Prophecy is a ministry of the risen Jesus. So traditional evangelism is focused more on looking back to the cross. And of course, that's really important. We know the message of the cross is so powerful, and we always need to hold on to that as a foundation. But also, prophecy is a demonstration that Jesus is alive and that he is present. And other signs and wonders do the same, but prophecy is especially relevant here. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Testifying about Jesus and what he's done in our lives opens up the prophetic. Prophecy proclaims the word of God, what he's saying and what he's doing in a situation, and it carries creative power, as one person's testimony can lead to another person's breakthrough. It's like it repeats whatever it is that Jesus has done in one life as it's shared with others. In Revelation 12:17, we read this. It says, so the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her children who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. So whatever testimony we might have of the Lord's work in our lives, ultimately every testimony is the testimony of Jesus. It's so varied. This means that our testimony is a confession of who he is to us and what's happened in our life. So when Jesus does something in our lives, we have a testimony of him. This is a new creation manifestation, and it gives us a specific identity. First of all, in that verse that I just read, we are one who holds to the testimony of Jesus, but it also becomes a seed that can potentially open up ministry to others. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So testimony is a vital part of witness, both on a personal and even more powerfully on a community level. Testimony of how Jesus works in and through the community, how he envisions and forms the inn, how he leads, guides, and empowers us together, and all the fruit that results. It's a tremendous testimony and witness. It has tremendous power. And taking that testimony forward can open up other lives to hear and receive Jesus. It's definitely part of our community witness.
Testimony can also be powerfully used by those who receive Jesus, especially in the early days. Like whenever someone actually receives Jesus, they carry a tremendous opportunity to be used to reach others. Because they've got people all around them, friends, family, co-workers, fellow students or roommates. They've all known their life up to that point. And when this person receives Jesus, there's a change and those around will almost certainly notice. So we are potentially the most potent for evangelism as soon as we receive Jesus. And yet we're almost the most vulnerable and we have the least knowledge developed. And in the vision, we're looking to bridge this gap by surrounding the newcomer with this loving community and helping them give voice to what's happened to them. Look at this example with Philip and Nathaniel, John 1:43-46. The next day, he purposed to go into Galilee. This is Jesus. And he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We found him, of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Notice Philip's testimony and also his response, "Come and see." There are various ways of making the most of this, but one is some kind of friends and family party for the person that's just received Jesus, where the inn perhaps could host an event with the one who's just received him. I mean, ideally, that would be at the new believer's house if that works, because it makes it less threatening to the guests that are coming. But there can be food, relaxed fellowship, where the presence of Jesus is really allowed to fill the space. And then the one with the testimony tells a story of what happened. Questions follow. The community can share around the revelation of Jesus and his ways as he leads. Another example of the power of testimony in the scripture is the woman at the well, John chapter 4. Verse 28-29 says, "So the woman left her water pot, went into the city, said to the men, 'Come, see a man who told me all things that I've done. This is not the Christ, is it?' And then they went out of the city and were coming to him." Verse 39-42, later in the same passage, "From that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, 'He told me all the things that I've done.' So when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they were asking him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days, and many more believed because of his word. And they were saying to the woman, 'It's no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we've heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world.'" So the woman had encountered Jesus in a supernatural way, including some prophetic revelation about her life. And when she went home, she just told everyone what she'd experienced. So here we see the pattern of how a prophetic encounter with Jesus that got her attention and opened her up to him. And then her testimony was powerful in touching many others' lives. And notice that Jesus, of course, is central in everything. And that's the power of testimony. We're always referencing what he has done. When people see the change and hear the passion in a life that's encountered Jesus, they're likely to show interest. So within the InVision, we love to create environments where this can be tapped in a community kind of outreach way. Not like a traditional preachy kind of way, but creating environments where the testimony can be tapped, where friends and family can be brought into a place where they can encounter Jesus too. And hopefully we're going to see the same response that we saw with the woman at the well, where they say, "It's no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we've heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world." Of course, sometimes the person themselves will be able to share their testimony of Jesus and lead their close connections on their own, but many find it difficult. So the vision of the inn and community witness really surrounds the new believer and allows them to become fruitful very early on. Another benefit of the community approach is it creates this sense of authenticity where it's not just the individual that's had this freaky encounter, but the person very quickly gets to see that, no, there's this whole community of people, that pretty mature, you know, movement and community of people working together. Embracing the vision of community witness removes the awkwardness and the burden of handling evangelism and outreach as individuals. It allows a much fuller, richer manifestation of Jesus. And the great thing about testimony is that we all own our testimony. We have something we can share, and it's really legitimate. It's really authentic. Jesus said, John 13:35, "By this all men will know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another." So as the community aspect is brought into this, it gets even stronger. John 17:21, let me close with this. Jesus prayed that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. That's community witness through the power of testimony.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.